On his new album, Afrophysicist, jazz composer and trumpeter Theo Kroeker opens with an ode to his grandfather, New Orleans jazz great Doc Cheatham. But the thing is, Kroeker, he didn't grow up in New Orleans or any other jazz hub. He's from Leesburg, Florida, and he was just a kid when his grandfather died in 1997. It wasn't until his grandfather's memorial services, attended by jazz legends, that Theo Kroeker decided to join the legacy.
I didn't understand what a legacy was. Just wanted to play the trumpet because it was loud. I would just put on records of anybody and play along. And a lot of times I would be able to figure out what they played. I just knew that my ear was working. So that was a lot of me standing in front of the mirror in a bath towel, emulating trumpet sounds when I'm supposed to be in the shower.
Was there a song of your grandfather's that you loved?
I have my favorite is one called I'll Never Be the Same. It's just him and a piano player named Butch Thompson, and just it's so clear, it's so dignified. I think he was 89 or something on this recording. I just think he just sounds amazing on it. So a whole new world opened up. You know, before that I wanted to be an astronaut or something,
which makes sense for a kid in Florida.
Yeah,
well,
I went to the space camps, all those sorts of things. But the music just kind of opened up a whole nother side of my personality and my brain in a way. So it was an amazing experience. And again, when you're that age, you don't really know what you're getting into. You just know you like it. You know, I was a 12-year-old going to jazz concerts, listening to jazz CDs, you know, at the jazz section in the mall. It's very strange.
Kroeker went on to study at the prestigious Oberlin Conservatory. He was on the straight and narrow jazz-wise. And then one of his early gigs out of school took him down an unexpected path to Shanghai and a new approach.
You know, for the longest time, I was a jazz purist, especially when I left the United States, and I would see how people started to react to different kinds of music. Then I started to become influenced by other kinds of music, so especially like funk and fusion.
But what was your beef at the time? You say you're a jazz purist.
I'm not. I used to be.
I know, what was the stance?
That was the trend. That was the Wynton Marsalis era where everybody wanted to wear suits and ties and play music that's really old and be dignified and classy. Or that was the only view of dignified and classy that was successful. That was in the 90s and the early 2000s. I was a kid. I went with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to wear, you know, something hip and feel relaxed and free.
The song that did feel like it had a funkier vibe, at least, was Light Skinned Beauty.
Yes, definitely. You know, it started off as a demo, and then I just kind of held it for a few years, and one day a melody came out.
A few years?
Yeah. A lot of the music on this record was written years ago. For me, that's just the process. You write it when it comes, you use it when it's needed.
After Oberlin, you went to China for 7 years.
Yes, just about, yeah.
Oh, that's a long time. Why?
Why not? I wanted to get out, and I didn't want to go through a process and wait for somebody to decide it was time for me to tour or travel. I wanted to travel now, and an opportunity came up for me to take an entire band to Shanghai to play at the House of Blues and Jazz there. So that kind of opportunity to play is a way to really learn your craft that I think is kind of missing from the American scene especially.
What did that do for your music? I mean, were you in effect hopping from genre to genre?
Yes. I remember there was one day where I did 8 shows in one day.
Yikes.
And the way the schedule was, it was so tight that I had to get a driver in order to successfully make it from each gig to the next gig on time. And It was everything from the large group ensemble that's featured on the record playing like Realize and I Can't Help It. Then I had to go play a show with a salsa band. Then I had to play a show with a DJ.
Wait, did you say salsa?
Yes. I struggled in a salsa band for years to try to play those rhythms, and it's very, very difficult.
One vocalist who is on the album is Dee Dee Bridgewater. Looking in my mirror. You met her in China, which is crazy to me. Like, you ended up going halfway around the world to meet someone who arguably you could have met a lot sooner.
Right. Well, this was the payoff to letting go mentally of like, oh, I need to be in New York and I need to be around on the scene and I need to, you know, play at cafes for $30 and stuff like that. That just didn't seem right to me when I finally decided to stay in Shanghai. Next thing I know, I'm getting calls to back up Dee Dee Bridgewater.
And then you have a lot of fun with her with the song I Can't Help It.
Yes.
Which is actually a cover of a Michael Jackson song.
Yep, Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder, I believe, wrote it. Can't help it if I wanted to, wouldn't help it, no.
I have to admit, I didn't even recognize the song when I first heard her singing it. Like, I thought it was a great song, but it, like, didn't make the connection of Michael Jackson.
You know, this specific song, I think, has become very popular with my age group, and it's become like a standard.
In jazz, you're saying?
Yeah.
Really?
The jazz, well, instrumentalists that study harmony and things, this is a song that you can put into a lot of formats. Stevie Wonder's music is incredibly hip and complex harmonically. So his music is involved. Like, you have to know and understand harmony on an advanced level to play a lot of his tunes correctly. And this is one of them. So it just kind of developed. It was an idea in my head, and typically with something like this, I let it, you know, bounce around in my head for a few days or a few weeks or sometimes months, and then when it's all complete in my head, when I can, you know, take a shower and sing the whole idea from start to finish, then I go write it down.
So you in the shower?
Yeah.
That's like you were a little kid stalling before your showers, and you're still doing that.
Yes, I still do that. I still make lots of sounds with my mouth and hands and feet. And, you know, if you think I'm crazy, I guess, if I wasn't a professional.
Theo Croker, he joined us from our LA Bureau. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Theo Croker's latest album is called Afrophysicist. We've been asking musicians to send us their 12 favorite songs that influence their music. You can hear Croker's playlist and others on Spotify. Search for @NPRATC.